everybody. Well, this is our Friday night program, Creation Lightship Healing. And the day's date is November 25th, 2016. Well, let's release the date from you in case you're connected to it energetically for some reason. Probably not your own, but here we go. Releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's now bring up the light beams on your monitor screens. We're bringing peace energy to you. Here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And next, think of a specific incident that you're dealing with, maybe physical pain or emotional something or other. So here we go, releasing that from you. You have to think of it, remember. That's not a timeline. So here we go, releasing that one timeline. So stronger, 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 and I'll count now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There we go. We'll bring up our co-host tonight. Are you out there, Ann?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron. Welcome, everyone listening. It is Friday, November 26th. Happy to have everybody here with us. Looking forward so much to the show tonight, Ron. Thank you for charging up the light being so we're all receiving that lovely peace energy. If you're brand new to our show, this is Ron Ametron. He has a website. It's creationlightship.com. Ron is a light being and our connection to source energy by way of the Creation Lightship. We'll do some talking tonight, perhaps some, well, definitely some really interesting healings and clearings. And I read today, Ron, without getting into the details, that there's powerful astrological planetary forces right now that are known to cause chaos on the planet. And I thought we are also blessed to know you and have the information and the healings of Creation Lightship so that we can remain separate from that. But if you do dip your toe into the news and what's happening in our culture, it does seem somewhat chaotic. So I thought maybe you could talk about that a bit, and it might be a good time for people to release themselves from any planetary connections they might have. My recommendation for that is the Alien Freedom Clearing. Alien Freedom Bundle. But I can talk more about that, Ron, but do you have any thoughts about the planets?
Well, yeah, those things do affect people. I don't get affected that much, hardly at all. We do have the Planetstar Vortex Clearing. The Alien Freedom Bundle is very good. You should have all of you should have your NATO barcode. Clearing, because that'll help to eliminate a lot of that stuff that you were born with as they controlled you with the planets and stars and whatever else is out there. That's how they actually get into you at first, is through that. So they set your life up, and, it's pretty much a stone unless you tend to change it, if you're awake enough to do so. If not, they're pulling the strings, and the strings have already been pulled because they know about the timelines that they have, coming in place here, unless they get taken away. Remember, everything is kind of like, pre-made. When we do the call, I think it's around either the 3rd or the 6th of January or something coming up, where we get all the different energies from each month. We're tapping into that energy, and also using light energy to see how it's going to be reacting to people who are more in the light in the present moment, as opposed to negative things where you could go off on all these timelines. So I guess another way of stating this is, if you're not in the now, then you're on the timelines, and when you're on those timelines, you're not here. You're living a fabricated life on timelines. It's really hard for people to wrap their head around it because, you've been living that way your whole life. So you say, what do you mean I'm not here? Well, not in the present moment, so you can't be on the real Earth. You're on a fabricated hologram of of the Earth that's here. So that's a little difficult for some newbies to understand. The older people kind of get it because they know that when they get into the present moment, things are better. And what I'm trying to get rid of is the additional holograms that have creeped in here, causing problems for everybody. So what I'll be doing tonight, probably about half past the hour, I'm going to release these 12 source energies from your natal chart. So that's your barcode. That'd be like the natal barcode clearing. So it's going to take those energies off of you. That's kind of what we're talking about now, is how these different energies affect your life. So then they creep in through the 12 source energies that were kind of here just doing nothing as a byproduct of the creation energy. Nobody could tap into it, but the aliens found a way to hijack it and to use that to come into you because it resonates to you. So we're taking that away tonight. That'll be about half past the hour. But as far as having situations going on, yeah, you know, very possibly you could be connected to timelines, you know, from Pluto's and Mars and whatever else is out there causing you problems. And that might be hard to release, depending on how much they have, you know, ingrained this stuff on you. That's why you want to get your natal barcode clearing. That can help immensely. I'll just turn it back over to you, Ann. You're talking about the Alien Freedom Bundle. Might be on mute. I don't know.
I'm so sorry. I think I was. I apologize. So, yes, I pulled that up so I could reference it, Ron. The Alien Freedom Bundle is four clearings, Ron, bundled together. It's unlimited for $150, which is a very good buy. And what you get is the abduction clearing, which is a whole life clearing, the alien blood barcode removal, which is very thorough. It takes out parasites. I just looked at it earlier. Oh, and it gives you an amber blood infusion as part of the clearing. It's got five or six steps on it. There's the alien slime disconnection clearing, which comes with an option to charge up some skin misting water, and it also has the alien web coat removal. So that just feels like that would be pretty beneficial right now for people. And then there's also the planet star disconnection, and that removes planets, stars, vortexes, stargates, and I think one other thing. So that's really a wonderful clearing as well. It's similar in a way because it's got four parts. And you mentioned the natal barcode clearing, Ron, and I got that quite a long time ago, and I checked as you were talking. It's a $50 clearing, and I use it every day. It is such a wonderful clearing, and you start out by going in there and clearing your name and then all your different names, you know, whether it's a nickname, and things will start coming back to you, too, about maybe what kids called you in school, then your married name, other names, it says, and then the date that you were born, the time, and then I guess the really powerful thing, it just goes on forever, this clearing, because there's an other section, and so you can clear anything. And I know Michelle just mentioned on Wednesday, if a person is attacking you in some way, you can put their name in there. And I find that, I agree with her, that's quite effective. And every day I put in the date in numbers, the day of the week, and the planet that controls that day of the week, and I clear it. And then for however many minutes that comes out being on this clearing, I also do the same number of minutes on the alien keyword intercept. So I just thought I'd share that. Those are really valuable, I think. So I don't know if we even talk about this healing enough, Ron, because you're always saying, you know, it's so important to do the emotional clearing, the mental clearing, the fear, the entity clearing, and those are all whole life clearings and so important, but so is this natal barcode one. And it is going to be interesting to see how we all feel when you do a really in-depth healing for us tonight on the show.
Looking forward for this one here. I've been waiting for this day to come.
Right. And I think you originally said you would do that tomorrow night, but I know that for whatever reason you feel like you want to do it tonight. So I'm sure everyone agrees with me that that's terrific. And if someone isn't listening tonight, Ron, is it something that could be heard again, heard in an archive and it'll work?
Possibly, I think, yeah.
Okay, well, I'll ask you again.
But the clearing will actually be taking this off the planet.
Okay.
Planetary clearing. Planet Earth to get rid of this energy that's attaching everything here, because it's hard to say what it goes into. Now, we know that the people who do occult stuff use the planets and stars and stuff to attach stuff to. So this should help to eliminate that energy, too. Interesting how, the satanic stuff, or whatever you want to call it, has a five-pointed star. And normally when you draw a star, you draw typically a five-pointed star. So wherever that came from, I don't know. It's probably been around for a long time. But I'll do a clearing for that, too. I think I'll do them both tonight. So we'll do the regular ones, and we'll do that symbol. And then I'll also do since we're doing the five-pointed, as I'll do the six-pointed Jewish star, too, the Star of David. So we'll take the energy off of that also. So it'll be an interesting night tonight.
Well, terrific. And then I'll check with you again once you've gone, done the energy as to whether or not we can hear this on the archive or not. Because I understand if we're going to be taken off planet, maybe that isn't something that would be good for people to
so you may not feel it, here in the archive. It'll just be released here off the planet.
Right.
So the energies that would be connecting to it should have won't necessarily connect to it any longer unless they do something on the alien agenda to falsify something. But anyway, we'll see what happens here.
Okay. Someone just wrote in, Ron, are there timelines attached from the planets to us?
I'm sure they are, because that's how they cord you. All energetic cording is like a timeline anyway. Because when they cord you, you're being put into a timeline. And then from there, you have an experience. And that let's just say that somebody cords your back, okay? Somebody looks at you, they don't like you, and they put a cord to your kidneys. Right away, you're having a kidney pain. And from there, the aliens see you having a pain, so they put you onto a timeline because they're getting energy off you from that pain. So it's kind of like an automatic thing. And the person then would probably also be on that timeline with you, cording you in your kidneys, give you pain. And they replicate more timelines. So they're all kind of all related. Hard to say what came first. It's like the chicken or the egg. Doesn't make any difference. You're still on it. So trying to mentally figure the thing out isn't really going to help you, as you may get yourself more bogged down in trying to figure the thing out than just to get a clearing to get it off of you. Remember, you don't need to know really how and why, you just know that you have it. And source energy doesn't care how you got it. You don't have to figure anything out, it just takes it away if you show up. That's the way it works. So back to you.
Okay, so that was a great question, listener, and I pulled up the healing I was talking about earlier, which is the planet star cording removal. So I kind of glossed over that, and that question hit exactly on that. So it is cording removal, and what it removes us or disconnects us from, I'll read it this time so I get it all in, planets, stars, moons, asteroids and comets, vortices, stargates, and portals. So that's great. So you can click on each of those choices. And then step one is physical body courting disconnection. Step two is courting to mind disconnection. Step three, courting to emotional body disconnection. Step four, courting to spirit body disconnection. And then, of course, as always, spirit integration is the last step. And so, Ron, as you were talking, I was wondering, let's say you think someone or you're being courted or attacked at an organ, as you mentioned, you know, randomly, the kidneys. Could you put in your name at the top and then kidneys and then click physical body courting disconnection and have the clearing focus in on your kidneys or a specific body part?
Yeah, I think that would work okay.
And
remember, whenever you get courted, they're courting someplace on you. You know, who knows where somebody's courting you, but, you know, they can take your energy from you. So it doesn't matter maybe what organ it is or what body part or, you know, what part of your skin. And once they start taking energy away from you, then spirit more than likely leaves that location. It doesn't want to be stolen. And then your body now has a problem with that location and, you know, may not be right away. It might just be a small ache, but maybe after 10 years, if you don't get it off of you, maybe you may have a more serious condition happening. So remember, psychic attack stuff, which is what cordings would actually be, maybe a lighter way of stating it, you know. Normally, when you think of a psychic attack, somebody's sitting down and stirring the pot or something, you know, and, you know, figuring out how they're really going to get you with an attack, which does happen. But typically, somebody can just look at you and give you a cord energy and pull some energy off of you. So that's what happens. And it's still not good, even though it may not seem like it's really a bad thing to you because you don't know about it. Like I said, eventually it could catch up with you. Just think how many people are living off you. Let's just say go back in time. You know, remember, I guess the old days, I don't know what happens now with young kids or infants, but, you know, when the child's kind of walking, you know, people sometimes pinch their cheek, you know what I mean? That's a psychic attack. And people may look at you and think, what a nice baby you look like, or maybe you don't look good at all, you know? Maybe you look ugly, you know? And so now they're really courting you. Oh, geez, I got to walk away from this kid, you know? It doesn't look very good. You know, or the opposite of that, how wonderful you look, you know? And so you're being courted from the get-go, and those cords are probably still on you. Maybe that person's sucking your energy out of you, and they're 85 years of age in the hospital, and they think of you, and they're taking your energy from you as a baby. So, you know, it's the same stuff that people do with satanic stuff. It's not much of a difference there. It's a different name on it. Oh, and that's being exposed a lot now by the Hillary stuff going on out there, which is kind of appalling, and everything else that they're doing or have done. And, you know, what we're seeing is stuff that's probably been used for hundreds of years here. So, anyway, I won't get into that stuff, but, you know, it's what's going on here. So that is more in the limelight right now. Back to you.
Right. Yes, so people courting you, we, of course, have the people courting clearing, but that's very interesting, Ron, to think of when you're doing that clearing to perhaps put in there certain body, you know, places on your body, or, you know, let's say you felt attacked yesterday because it was a big cultural holiday, traditionally a family day yesterday. You know, maybe you felt like you were being attacked or courted, even if you weren't with your family. you could put in their name and also maybe a body part on the cording, just as you said we could do here on the planet cording.
Yeah.
And I also
I would definitely do that. What kind of comes to mind is you typically with women, females anyway, if they start growing up, you know, maybe age 10 through 16, some have really large breasts. And so all of a sudden you see a girl with extra large breasts and everybody's looking at her, you know, where if they were the normal size, it wouldn't make much of a difference, you know, but extra large breasts are something that everybody is kind of tuned into. So if you had large breasts and you're a female when you're younger, you may want to put that into that clearing to get rid of the energy from people staring at you all the time, because they are causing harm to you. I just thought I'd throw that out there, and that's even true with people who have implants and stuff, you know, that women do, you know. But aside from that, normally, if you're above the norm and they're extra large, you're going to have a lot of people looking at you and, you know, what are they thinking, you know? And that's attached to your breast. Oh, I would say do a breast clearing if you're a woman, if you're, you know, having that situation, or, you know, that you grew up faster or larger than most other women or adolescents there. So back to you.
Well, we could probably all at all ages clear our breasts, Ron, and any other body parts that are especially noticeable for whatever reason, you know, that's going to get attention. And I was really remembering so many things when you talked about babies and how people like to pinch a baby's cheek. And another thing that happens is people, especially older people, love to touch a woman's stomach when she's pregnant. And people, especially it seems like older people, think nothing of reaching down and touching babies all the time. And it is like they're trying to steal some of their energy.
Yeah, you know, why else would they do it, you know?
Yeah, that is
very... Why would you want to touch somebody? You know what I mean? I mean,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, it's like, would you, that same person touch somebody their same age, you know, on the cheek or something? No, probably not. But a young baby, oh, yeah, you know, probably because they're vulnerable and they intuitively know about that energy and want to steal it.
Yeah.
So, otherwise, why would they do it? Oh. Well, if you have one of your aunts or uncles or something, Uncle Charlie or something, Aunt Mabel or whatever, you know, and they did that to you and you can remember it, definitely that's a psychic attack and you want to get those energies off of you. Anyway, so back to you.
Okay, yes, thank you, Ron, and luckily you've given us so many tools, and we know certainly not to reach out and touch people ourselves, but to also try to avoid it as much as possible. And another thing you've told us a long time ago that I think bears repeating, which is not to think of people, if you do think of someone, don't picture them, and that will help us to not court other people. Like, don't think about what people look like.
Yeah, Todd, I'll just do a quick clearing here. This probably has happened to you, you know, as a baby, you know, somebody came up to you and, you know, maybe in the stroller or something, and it's even a stranger and the lady or man comes over and they pinch your cheek a little bit or do something, and oh, what a beautiful baby, you know. So let's take away that energy. So I'll push to the left cheek. So this could be somebody known to you or not known. Sometimes you might actually see the person's face as I release it. So here we go. So left cheek, that happened to you, and releasing the energy, this psychic attack, 1, 2, and cording, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. And we do the right cheek. Here we go, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Oh, boy, please see if you have any comments there, if anybody felt something happening. I'm going to do your fingers, because a baby will typically And if you put your finger out, kind of like a bird, you know, you put your finger out in front of a parakeet, you know, and you rub their front section, they'll normally step up on your finger, you know. And so, you know how babies are, you know, you put your finger out, they're going to probably try to grab your finger. Well, let me release the energies off your hands. So left hand, that was the case. So one, two, oh boy, three, four, and five. And right hand, one, two, three, four, and five. There we go. So if this helps people, what clearing should they do, Ann? Any idea? Besides maybe the dark side practitioner or...
Well, the peep recording, of course.
Else that you can think of?
Well, people courting, of course, what we were just saying. And,
yeah, that's true. Uh-huh.
Curses, hexes, and spells, possibly. And then, well, I was just saying the planetary, that's a little different. But I was thinking, I just wanted to say one other thing about adding into all these clearings, the planetary. Like if you're doing a protocol for yourself, let's say on a physical issue, it would be really great to add in this planetary cording removal because, you know, maybe you think, oh, yeah, I've got cords, I'm going to do the people cording, and I'm going to do the special clearing for my health or the clearings on the prosperity jumpstart. Well, maybe also some planet has you corded, and you'd want to add that into your healing protocol.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Somebody wrote in, Ron, to ask, is the Earth in alignment?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Let me see. We're almost to the half hour, Ron. We actually are at the half hour. Do you want to do that clearing now, or do you want me to keep going with questions?
So here we go, everybody. So we're taking away the one at a time, I'll do this, the 12 source energies that are being connected to, used by the planets to cord into you. So that's making it very simple. And this is whatever else is out there, you know, stars, planets, things, who knows what's out there that we don't know about. So here we go. First energy, number one. Oh, man, this is heavy releasing this year. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And you may want to just get up and walk around, see if your body feels different as you're walking. That might be a good thing to do. Number two, source energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number three. Whoa. These are just energies that I'm just picking. They're not necessarily in order as we normally bring them in and stuff. So number three, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number four, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Well, these are heavy. Ugh. Number five, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number six. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Let's see. What number are we? Number 10, I think. Is that correct?
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, boy. Okay. Now release the energies from the five-pointed star. Here we go, releasing these. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, oh boy, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 6,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. A lot of saliva right now. Number 7. Eyes are kind of watering. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. What do we have? Number 8, Ann?
Oh, I think so, Ron. Yes.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we'll do the six-pointed star. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's number 1. Number 2. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 3. Oh, man, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And number 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Wow. Okay. That's you, Ann, if you're okay there.
I was walking around during that, Ron, and I felt it something so powerfully leave me when you first were clearing our natal chart, our natal chart it is, of the 12 source energies. Wow, and about the middle of that, I just felt like just really good, like something really, really cleared out of me. And then when you did the 5 pointed star, especially, that was strong for me as well, and I was yawning during it. So, whew. Thank you so much, Ron.
Yeah, it's pretty heavy stuff. You know, the stuff was all pretty negative. So,
okay,
it's how they get to us through things. Remember, we have the symbols clearing on the website, and also that God energy and the religious indoctrination stuff. So all that is all kind of tied in with this here as to how they are using those energies to come into you. I had to figure out a way, and you know, it's very sneaky because those energies weren't ever being used. No, they just were here as a remnants of creation. So nobody probably really tapped into them unless the people that were doing this initial, I don't know what you'd call it, this initial stuff that was here that people were using for rituals, they found a way to connect to it. Maybe not necessarily using the 12 source energy, but they found the energy there to use. So anyway, we'll see what happens here. We'll see how the media changes in the next month as how they're talking about things, because a lot of this stuff would be using mind control with those energies to get into people, and now should be able to get released. Remember that five-pointed star is used by a lot of occult stuff, and, can cord people and everything else. You can be cursed with that energy through all lifetimes, you know. If you were hooked up with it, you know, maybe hundreds and not thousands of years ago. Anyway, back to you.
Okay, Ron. So I just wanted to mention to people that you have on the website a healing called, let me just get, Media News and Event Trauma Removal. And I think we've mentioned this recently, but just in case, if you've been caught up in any drama that's been going on the planet, or if that caught your attention, and as I said earlier, I read that apparently astrologically that's going to be being reinforced around us. So this clearing, again, media, news, event trauma removal, is only $20, and you can use it for a whole month. And I think that might be a really good idea for a lot of us at this time. Whew, so I'm very peaceful from that healing, but I'm going to keep talking. Someone wrote
in. Wants to send in a testimonial right now, or, you know, how you're feeling or what's left you or something like that. Get quite a few clearings so far on the show. Maybe you can just see, let us know how it's going for you right now. That'd be great. CLSQuestions@Yahoo.
Yes. So someone did write in, Ron, about the cheek clearing, and this person said, saw the face and could smell the breath of my grandfather's friend when you did the cheek clearing for us as a baby. Wow. So that's, thank you for sharing that. That's, you know, pretty horrible, but believable. I mean, I guess, you know, in some ways we're lucky, people like that, that have those, you know, memories that or know what's going on, and sometimes I think, oh, it's better that you don't know. Okay. Going to keep going. Oh, I wanted to ask, Ron, now that you've actually done those healings for us, is it something that if people listen to this on an archive, they'll receive that healing, or is that just for tonight?
It's a planetary clearing. It's done.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know if they would feel much on it or not.
Okay. Okay.
So the energies are gone. If they're trying to use the energies, then very possibly, you know, they won't be able to. But, that's, you know, so the 12 source energies have left here that they were being used for that. They can still be here for other things, you know. It's hard to say, you know, because the dark side copy and paste things. I don't know what would be, you know, next on the list to get rid of, you know, to target and get rid of this stuff. I don't know, you know, but these are definitely known things to us here that can greatly affect you.
So what you did really affected the whole planet, whether or not someone was listening to you do it live. It's a, going
That's correct,
to affect.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, great. Okay, Ron, someone was able to write in a response. Thank you very much, listener, about the 12 source energy clearings for the natal and the 5-star and 6-star. Feeling tons of energy pouring off my upper back through the back of the heart area. Feels like a waterfall continuously releasing. Also clearing energy through my pelvis, like my whole energy system was corded through and got released.
Very good.
So, and I just want to find this one email to Ron that's kind of about what you were just saying. Mind energy falling apart. Hi, Ron. At my local store, they value customer service and have always been good at it, too. But the last few visits there, I have noticed the employees are snapping at each other and at customers. Also not being helpful. One said to a customer, very frustrated, didn't you see it when you walked by? Sounds like the falling apart of mind energy is causing chaos.
Yeah, that sounds good to me, yeah.
And I feel like after tonight, what you just did, it's going to continue.
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay. Okay, so someone wanted to know what clearing Michelle was talking about on Wednesday, and I don't know anymore, so fortunately that is there now as an archive, so you can go ahead and listen to the archive of Wednesday's show. And I wanted to read something, Ron. A while back, you suggested that when we shrink wrap before we go out, which we should all be doing all the time, just shrink wrap our energy to our bodies, that we also command that our light be dimmed. Because, and you're kind of talking about that again, you don't want people taking your energy when you're, you know, they see you. So you ask people to write in about how they're doing that and what they're saying. So one listener wrote in and said, I command my spirit to close my chakras outward and spin inward only. I command my spirit to breathe energy from the source from inside only and store it inside only. I keep all of my energy inside and inside only.
Sounds good.
Yeah, really good. Thank you for sending that in, listener.
It probably ends up being more invisible to people that way also.
Right.
You're not leaking anything out for them to grab, to look at you, to find you. So.
Right.
Remember, like the moth to the flame at night, you know, looks for light. Well, these creatures around are looking for light, even in the daytime. So you want to not, you know, do too much to do anything. So just be invisible.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So another thing, Ron, you recently asked for feedback about people doing healings for their pets. And you have generously said any whole life healing we purchase for ourselves, we can do for free for our pets. And so somebody wrote in to say, I'm going to have to edit this a bit because it's kind of long. She took her dog into the vet and they did the alien clearing before they left to clear aliens out of the veterinary hospital. That's a great idea. But when this listener went into the examination room, they couldn't get their words out. And also the dog took on a different look. She looked larger. Her coat was dull. And it had been very shiny because she's been on a special, really good diet. And then when the assistant left the room, I did the mind-to-heart drop, and there were so many things I wanted to say to the vet, but then, like, she couldn't get her voice, and then finally she got her voice, but the vet said, oh, the dog is too fat, like, kind of mean and unfair. It was as if, I guess, everything was confused. But the next day, I ran the entity clearing on her all day, so it was probably entities. She did the alien attack page, and also the clone release call. And she does not look fat, and her shiny coat is back. So something weird, like she was expecting a good visit to the vet because the dog is good, but then when she was at the vet, the dog, everything went haywire. And then when she got her back.
It sort of sounds like the vet or the whoever was there did something or, you know, that energy of that person put everything on a different timeline. That's what it kind of feels like. So the person shifted the timelines, and so the dog looked different. And probably because you were in the moment, couldn't talk because you're on a different timeline. Oh, that could be a possibility there. Maybe being startled or something, or just not, maybe that timeline didn't have source energy in it at all, and so you couldn't communicate on it. It's another way of kind of looking at it. So back to you.
Okay, yes, thank you. I just want to announce, too, for everybody before we get going and the show ends, and I forget, December 3rd at 11 a.m., Ron is going to be doing another pin removal call. And that call is, again, $20. And I believe it's going to be right on the website, so you'll be able to pay that way and get the phone number that you need to come on it. And Ron encourages, if you were on the last one, to really come on this one. But also, you're welcome to come if you've never done one before. And it feels really wonderful. We've unfortunately had these energetic pins in our body, and they cause us all sorts of pain and other problems. And Ron's getting them all out of us, finally. Then, on December 19th, on a Monday at 5:30 p.m., is the very, very special organ rejuvenation call that Ron generously does for us for $50. And I have to say, it's probably completely a priceless call because so many people report just life-changing effects from this special healing that Ron does. And Ron has said, and it's on the email, that is, you may not be absentee. However, if you are in a different time zone, and that's a horribly inconvenient time for you, but you'd like to come on the organ restoration call, please send an email to Ron, or you could send it to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Ron's email address is creationlightship@yahoo.com. And tell him I'm in X time zone and it's 4 o'clock in the morning. May I be absentee? And he'll make a couple of, you know, special dispensations for those people. Right, Ron?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, great. And but otherwise, you want to be on that call live, and it's wonderful to be on that call. So if you can at all, you know, be on it and be on it live, it's going to be great. Okay.
Oh, we got to do the, how much time do we got? Oh, we got plenty.
Okay,
I got to do the upside-down timelines.
Oh, right.
For those, the 5 and the 6-pointed star. And also what we did earlier, which is the planet. So I'll do them all at one time.
Upside down.
Here we go. Releasing the 12 source energies from these on the upside down timeline where the programs are stored to create it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. First one released. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Number 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's number 3. Number 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 11, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And number 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we'll do the tangent timelines. The tangent ones are where they really abduct you and screw with you. That's where they experiment with you. You know, your guess is as good as mine what they do. I may have more visuals than you, but it's all bad. So here we go. Number first source energy being released on these tangent timelines. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The voice is going here. Number 8, number 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 10, let me get some water here. Number 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 11, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And number 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. Okie doke.
Okay, Ron, thank you. I really feel that we'll notice the changes as we go through this coming weekend in the next few days and weeks. So, as always, we'd love to hear from people. I feel like I'm going to sleep really well tonight. That's great. Someone wrote in to say, wow, I can't stop yawning and my eyes are watering a lot.
Yeah, I can believe that one very easily.
Right. And someone else wrote in an observation on the five-star energy. This afternoon, I saw three military planes from the World War II era flying in a triangle with large five-pointed stars on their sides. At the same time, off in the horizon, what looked like a two-dimensional mushroom cloud appeared. It seems like they were possibly trying to recycle a hologram. The clearings you did this evening feel like they eliminated whatever that attempt was.
Yeah, boy, okay. I would say that's good. Yeah, I saw something last night or the night before. I was looking at something, and all of a sudden, I saw the World War II planes. I can't recall what I was looking at or what I was doing, but all of a sudden they popped up out of nowhere, and I saw these. I go, wow, well, why am I seeing these now? I don't like they're trying to recycle, you know, the World War II again or something. I don't know. But anyway, you know, we're not at December 7th yet. But, you know, that's the main day that we got into the war, I guess. But it's interesting. So anyway, I guess back to you.
Okay, yeah, that is very interesting. Back to that, you know, the idea that people would like there to be a lot of chaos right now.
Well, I'm just curious if anybody knows. There's probably people out there who know this. When did the United States declare war, or when did the Nazis declare war on the United States? Because December 7th is Japan. When did they declare war on us, the Germans? I'm curious here. So that would be a day that we got to clear also, along with December 7th. Oh, we got a few days to go on this year, but interesting. So you have to look at it. See, there's two alien races there. You got the German alien race, whoever, whatever they are, okay? And then you have the Japanese alien race, and then they join together to declare war against everybody else, all the other races here on the planet. So, you know, we're dealing with a war that's off planet happening on planet here. So that's one way to look at it, and you know, what's going on there, you know? Anyway, back to you.
Yes, Ron, that would be great if someone knows their history. I believe that I don't know if the Nazis ever declared war on the U.S. because we went and helped the Europeans, but there certainly was a start date to that, and I don't know what it is, but I think we could probably find out. But you're right, that would be a good thing for us to get cleared off of us. So every Saturday night, that's my favorite show, you kindly take us to Creation Lightship. So a listener wrote in to ask, when you say we can choose the room we want in the lightship, what are the possibilities? Can we choose a room with a view or a room full of puppies? Could you talk about that a little, Ron?
Well, when you go into a room, if it's going to be some type of, say, animal or mainly it's animals, there could be trees, you're going to have three of them showing up. And so sometimes you could have more than three, but typically, I'd say 99% of the time, there's only going to be three. So when you go into a room with puppies, ah, I got a date here. So the Nazis, whatever happened with the war, whoever declared what, December 11th, 1941. Great. So interesting. We have the 7-7-11. There we go, right? Oh, boy. 7-11. We got 9-11. Oh, boy. If we ever have an 8-11, what that would be like, I don't know. But anyway, so back to you.
It's like every day. And I
went
today.
December 11th, 1941.
Okay. So we'll have to make a note of that, Ron, and try to remember to clear that on our shows and calls. The 7th and the 11th, we can remember that. Okay. On as I said earlier, we're having another pin call on December 3rd, and someone sent in, and this might be helpful for people, another lovely testimonial about the last pin call. So, dear Ron, feeling great after the pin healing removal call. My ability to move and walk through the day with more ease and energy, especially noticed while walking my dog in the usual way and up a hill. I took the hill as though I was much younger and not a feeling of having to push it. Same feeling at the gym. And she adds, since I'm new, I didn't know how to prepare the water. For the next pin removal call, can you review this? Thank you. So we'll try to, I'll remind you, Ron. Ron always charges water at the beginning of his healing calls. And I think it's 6 you usually give the number, Ron. And
just get a pencil and paper ready. You know, when we do the call, and I normally name them off. And then you could probably put a number, if you like, on each bottle, and the number then would correspond to what you wrote down on the piece of paper. So that's kind of what the way it is. We do normally silver water, skin misting, calcium magnesium, pain release, mouthwash, copper. So right through, I think that's 6. And then maybe sleeping water, that's 7. That normally is done at the very end, or we do it at the beginning, thus so you can sleep good at night. And then maybe there could be a water of your choice. Maybe you're deficient on some kind of mineral or something, so that could be your special water that you, indicate what you'd like to have activated in that. So anyway, that's what we normally have is those basic water. Sometimes we may have another one. But typically, that's what we have on the different calls that we have. So those are the weekly calls, and also the calls that we have on the Sunday calls. So back to you.
Okay. So I feel like we didn't quite finish the conversation about the healing rooms you can request on Saturday night. One of her questions was, could you say you wanted to see a certain view of something? And I don't know if that would quite work.
It's only for the view wouldn't be it's for physical body healing. The view isn't going to give you any type of healing. So it's all for physical body healing. That's what you're requesting. One particular healing on the call that would be tomorrow. Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. But you could ask for, like, puppies. Probably get 3 puppies, and they will do the healing for what you're requesting.
Mm-hmm.
Back to you.
Right, and people have asked for different varieties of trees and also crystals. We've done a gold room, a silver room, and those are all very interesting.
We got goldfish, we got seals, and we have whales and, water spirits. All different volcano energies, frogs and turtles. So it's, whatever you could probably think of. We have koala bears. They come in. And, just different, you know, cows and sheep and chickens. So it's whatever you want to have. So the light beams will create that life form for you that you're going to see physically when you're on the light ship. So three of those will come to you and do healing. Oh, back to you.
Okay, Ron. Wow, it's getting really late, but someone sent in something very interesting. Today's date in 1941 was the date that a war warning was sent to U.S. commanders in the Pacific, indicating that a surprise attack by the Japanese was imminent. So November 25th.
It wasn't a surprise, was it?
Right, it wasn't a surprise, just to the poor people that were there.
Yeah, and it depends how conscious they were, and they may not have been on the right timeline when that went through. I watched some movie, and it was supposed to be, you know, a real, true enactment of something. And I mentioned this before on shows. This will kind of give you an idea how things change with timelines and stuff. But before the war ended, I guess the U.S. thought, oh, the war's ending, you know, like in a week, and, you know, we're safe where we are here. And nobody could hear, and the Germans decided to do the last big strike or something, and they had all their tanks coming across to this village. And you may have seen the show yourself, possibly, but, you know, I think I saw it about, you know, maybe 6 years ago or something, but, you know, diesel engines are not quiet, okay, and the tanks making noise, the tracks on the tanks are making noise, you know, and you know how it is at night, you know, when there's snow out, everything kind of echoes, you can hear stuff for a long way, especially at night, you know, but anyway, the Germans snuck up on them at night. I guess they really didn't sneak up on them, they just drove right into this town and blasted them, you know, and they didn't know where they were. The town people were saying, hey, someone's coming. And the soldiers go, no, we don't hear anything. That's what can happen on timeline. So the people in the town heard it on their timeline. That was real, and the Germans were there real on their timeline, but the Americans were on a different timeline. They couldn't see or feel anything. Well, they got, you know, shot at or basically almost destroyed by the tanks. So very interesting. So now you know why stuff happens. And you're not aware of it because you're not on the same timeline. So that's another way of looking at timelines. That's why you want to be in the now timeline so that, you know, stuff maybe will not come into you that's going to cause you problems because you're in the now. In the now, everything's perfect. And there's no memory and history in the now timeline, where the other timelines, they have a history or her story. And that's where all the stuff is created in mind energy. And now you don't have that. Everything is done instantly. So, I guess it's that time to do the mind to heart drop, everybody. And do send in your testimonials how you felt tonight with the different healings. It'd be quite interesting to see if you felt the five-pointed star versus a six-pointed star, what the differences were, and also the planets. So here we go. We're going to do the mind to heart drop, so we want to say out loud to command your spirit to get awakened so it can help you. So here's what you say. I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, pop them into my heart. Very, very simple. And here we go. We're going to count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Now you're at peace. Can't think, because thinking is mind energy. That's darkness. So just stay here in this space. Maybe do it in the next couple of minutes so you can be peaceful. Well, thank you, everybody. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Bye, everyone.
Thanks, all. Bye, Ron. Thank you.